Supporters of Amendment 66 waged a vigorous get-out-the-vote campaign, flush with outside money from the likes of Bill Gates and New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. But it wasn't enough to convince voters to say yes.
Now we just start our work again.
That's Democratic Senator Mike Johnston of Denver. He sponsored the underlying legislation, which sought to overhaul how Colorado pays for public schools. Even before Election Day, Johnston said he knew it would be an uphill battle.
You can't solve a really complicated problem without a sophisticated solution.
That solution would have been a two-tiered income tax increase. It had backing from Democrats in the state house, and Governor John Hickenlooper campaigned for it. Hickenlooper says he's obviously disappointed by the outcome, but says there are always setbacks before you reach that ultimate success.
The one thing we've heard again and again is that perhaps this wasn't the right transaction, but no one fought against that vision of what this new universe could look like, and we will take this and we'll push that boulder right up the hill.
Opponents, including John Caldera with the Independence Institute and the group Coloradans for Real Education Reform, said the initiative wasn't innovative and said the tax hike would set back the state.
It's difficult to come out against anything that's labeled for education. We're learning the facts of how this damages businesses, how we're learning the facts on how this is unfair for students and unfair to school districts, how it's going to hurt Colorado that's already been ravaged by floods.
The tax for recreational marijuana fared much better, with voters handily passing Proposition AA. It imposes a 15% excise tax and a 10% sales tax.
Isn't that how they sold it to us? Right? Sell it and let's tax the c*** out of it? I don't know if you can use that quote.
David Levy is a Democratic voter from Douglas County. He echoed the sentiments of the majority of voters on Tuesday, who say they have no problem taxing recreational marijuana. Kelly Patrick lives in Denver and says he voted for the marijuana tax.
Tax it, and use it for good.
The first $40 million collected from Proposition AA would go towards school construction, with the rest going to regulation and enforcement. Some members of the recreational marijuana industry worried the taxes will be too high and push people back to the black market. But Joe Megacy, with the Yes on Proposition AA campaign, says it's crucial for the state to have the resources to adequately enforce the new industry.
We have an opportunity to show the world that marijuana can be regulated responsibly, and that marijuana can pay for its own regulations.
The first recreational marijuana stores in Colorado will be open in January. Meanwhile, supporters of the education tax say the fight isn't over. They plan to examine why the initiative failed so resoundingly, despite the millions spent on the campaign. It's the second election in a row where voters have struck down a tax increase for public schools. I'm Benta Berkland.
Capital coverage is funded by the Gill Foundation's Gay and Lesbian Fund for Colorado, a proud supporter of local organizations like the Colorado Department of Education and its programs to prepare and inspire the next generation of science, technology, engineering, and math teachers.